Welcome to Absolute Truth Absolutely, the weekly podcast powered by LWYM and your host, Gio. If you're uncompromising in your search and preservation of the truth, you've come to the right place. Now here's your host, Gio, with Pastor Jesus Martinez.
Hello, ladies and gents, and welcome to a new edition of Absolute Truth Absolutely. This is your host, Gio. I am the youth leader of LWYM Living Word Youth Ministries in Miami, Florida. And as always, with me is my father and a regular in our show, Pastor Jesus Martinez.
Thank you, Gio. It's good to be on board once again on the ATA flying machine, and I think we have a good topic for the audience today.
That'll be an interesting way to title the podcast from now on, the ATA flying machine.
That's good. I'll take 10% for that.
Yeah. Got to get the royalties. All right, so I was watching a video that was posted recently on YouTube, and it was very disturbing, and it got me thinking about how many people nowadays are corrupting their children. And what do I mean by corrupting their children? Well, we see that a lot of people who are political activists, those that are hell-bent on trying to get their point across and making others adopt their point of view. It's not an issue of open debate with most of these people, and this is a small parenthesis I'm opening up here. For most people, they say, yeah, we want freedom of speech, and this is something you and I were talking about before. They say, we want freedom of speech, but in reality, what they want is imposition. They want to censor the other side so that their side gets heard, and therefore they impose their way of thinking, their ideology on others. Close parentheses. And this example is a perfect example. A few days ago, there was a video posted by a woman. I don't know what the name is. All we know is the name of the child that is featured on the video.
A supposed name, yeah.
Supposed name, yeah. His name is Elijah. That's purportedly the child's name. In which this video, which is featured on YouTube, it's titled Activist Elijah with Michelle Bachmann. And in the description, it says the following. Video of Michelle Bachmann trying to get her photo op in with my 8-year-old son. It's hard to hear, but he leans in and tells her that his mom is gay and she doesn't need fixing. Go Elijah. Love that look of shock she gets. We were there for an Occupy Myrtle Beach event to mic check Michelle Bachmann on another issue. The LGBT issue came up separately. Now, when one watches the video, and you've seen it, of course, we see that Michelle Bachmann is at a book signing of her book. And this person approaches Michelle Bachmann, and she says hello, and she's going to ask the lady, oh, how are you? What's your name? And she doesn't even answer. She goes to the kid and says, what do you have to tell her? What do you have to tell her? Tell her, what do you have to say? Pushing the kid. And the kid seems like he's in shock at first, like he's
apprehensive.
He's apprehensive, so he doesn't want to say anything. And then Michelle Bachmann lovingly puts out her hands and says, I couldn't hear you. Tell me in my ear. And you can hear very distinctly, he's saying, my mom is gay and she doesn't need any fixing. After the kid says this, the look, the stunned look that Michelle Bachmann gives, she's looking at the mother, and you can tell that in her face, Michelle, all she said was this, I cannot believe what I have just seen, and I cannot believe what you have just told your son to tell me.
Well, and the charge against Bachmann is bogus because she's out there signing books. She didn't go looking for kids so she can have the, quote, photo op. They came to her, so the charge is ridiculous. And number two, Gio, having seen this and been a victim of this myself in my childhood, this is atrocious. I remember as a child when Fidel took over Cuba, we were in the third grade, and the militia people came in, and we were all placed in the playground of the school, and we were told to pray to God for ice cream. Talking about little kids now. And so we all prayed as best we could, you know, as best we knew how, to God so that we would get some ice cream. Of course, the ice cream never showed up. And then the militia people said, now, ask Fidel for ice cream. And so we started, you know, I guess screaming and calling out for Fidel, give us some ice cream. And lo and behold, some of the military people showed up with ice cream. And so I have gone through this myself, and I can tell you that this is atrocious. This is something that is so shameful that it deserves that not only programs like ours, this has to go on a national trip around the nation so people who see these things can perhaps do something about it, because this is the same crowd that is for rights and the protection of our kids. And look at what she is doing.
Yeah. Did you notice something? I noticed something very interesting. These people, they employ this very subtle tactic of diffusing the blame, diffusing the accusations. They're experts at trying to point the finger, you know, accusing other people of wrongdoing when they themselves are the ones who are the wrongdoers. Let's talk about just a few things over the top while, you know, while we get into this a little deeper. Number one, she uses her child. This is an innocent human being. We're talking about an 8-year-old kid. His mind is not ready for, I guess, the evils of the world. And people will understand what I mean by that. When you start maturing, you start seeing how cruel the world really can be, how much sin there is in the world, lawlessness. But when you're a kid, your mind is on childish things, on playing with your friends, on going outside, on making sure that you take full advantage of the day because you want to be outside playing with your friends, or right, I don't know, so many things that one does as a child. You're not thinking about these things. But yet we find ourselves in the midst of a society that they take children from their infant stages, I would dare say from the cradle, and they're constantly brainwashing them, propagandizing them with evil things. We see it in Islam. I mean, we see it in Saudi Arabia. We see it in Iran, in these places. From the moment they're kids, they're already indoctrinating them on how to be terrorists. So it shouldn't surprise us that this is something that is a common occurrence. But what I notice with these people, and this is the problem that I see, and I know you've seen it also because you've commented the same thing to me. These people are experts at diffusing the blame from themselves. They don't want people to see the evil in what they do, but rather they try to put the blame on someone else when it's not the others who are doing the wrongdoing. It's they themselves who are doing it.
And this is why the battle over the popular opinion, the court of popular opinion, is so important and so vital, Gio, because if you analyze what has gone on and what you just said, and then you flip the argument, somebody would say, then, you know what, then we need the government to step in and tell parents what they can and cannot teach their kids. And there we have an issue, because I don't want the government telling me what I should or should not teach my kids. So therefore, I go back to the beginning of my statement. It's important that the battle in the public opinion be won. And that can only be done through programs like these and debates and presenting truth. Because I most certainly don't want the government to say, that's extreme, and, you know, a la Mrs. Clinton, yeah, we need the village, and that being the government to raise our kids. I don't want the government coming in and saying, you can't teach religion to your child until he or she is ready for that. And better still, let's wait till he's 17, 18, 19 and decide for himself or herself. No, I don't want that to happen. So what we need to do is get a hold of these things and denounce them. Bring out these things that the main media refuses to showcase so that people can see some of the atrocities that are being committed. Because, like you said, this is a child. Yeah. Why are you shoving these things into his mind? You could see in the video that he is apprehensive. He's just regurgitating. He's repeating what mom told him, if that's his mom.
Yeah. But in the description of the video, which when you upload a video to YouTube, everybody that has used YouTube knows this, when you upload a video, you write your own description out. And it's obvious that she was the one that put down this description.
Absolutely.
On YouTube. And then here's the interesting thing. You see, any rational human being, any clear-thinking human being who understands and tries and strives to adopt truth in their life, they will immediately see behind the curtain, behind the smokescreen. Because in the very small paragraph that she puts in the description, she contradicts herself. Because in the same paragraph, she says that she was there in Myrtle Beach where Michelle Bachmann was, attending an Occupy Myrtle Beach event because they were going to mic check Michelle Bachmann on a totally different issue other than the LGBT debate. But here's the thing. She tries to say, well, like you said before, Michelle Bachmann is trying to get a photo op with my child. But yet she made sure to stand in line, to go up when it was her turn, get the camera on. I mean, this was already how do we say this? This was organized beforehand. This was already machinated beforehand as to what they were going to do, what she was going to do. At least we can put her in the party because We see in the video that she's standing there alone with her child, so someone else must have been filming. That's what I can assume. So this was already something that was thought out beforehand.
Again, I think it's a battle for the mind, and to use children is abusive, to say the least. The ministry Exodus International followed 61 subjects for a period of 6 to 7 years, homosexuals. And they found after that extensive study that 23% of them reported successful conversion to a heterosexual orientation. And this was reported in the Journal of Sex and Marital Therapy. Now, once this came out, and this goes to the public opinion court argument that I'm bringing, Gio, a statement on the American Psychological Association website says that promotion of change therapy contributes to a negative climate for lesbian, gay, and bisexual persons. What does this have to do with what we're showcasing today? Well, first of all, Michelle and her husband are known to help people out if they seek help out of the homosexual lifestyle. So now we see what is motivating this woman and how she is abusively using her child. And number two, now the Justice Department has taken it upon it themselves not to defend the Defense of Marriage Act. Eric Holder has said we will no longer defend something that is legal, that is constitutional, just because he says so. And so once again, Gio, I hate to, you know, repeat myself so much, but sometimes the point merits repetition. It's about winning in the court of public opinion.
Yep.
And this is what this lady thinks she is doing. But as we unearth, as we dig up what really motivates, you know, this woman, her heart, her mind, hopefully people will see through her charade and say, boy, that is evil. And they will continue to search for truth and embrace truth, which obviously people like her and Mr. Holder are trying to suppress and hide.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned Eric Holder. He doesn't want to defend, and the Obama administration don't want to defend the Defense of Marriage Act, but yet they have no problem with Fast and Furious, with feeding guns to Mexican drug cartels and killing off American law enforcement. And now they're trying to hide behind it. Well, I didn't know about it, and they keep lying about it. You see, we've spoken about this on this show on many occasions. You can't trust politicians. You can't trust these individuals who are or want to be in the hierarchy.
And they have the best spin doctors available.
Absolutely. Now, there are people that will listen to us and say, well, you guys are defending or you guys are endorsing Michelle Bachmann, and we're not endorsing Michelle Bachmann. We're simply stating what this woman did was egregious. It is wrong to use a child to promote an evil, a wicked, a lawless, a sinful agenda, and to propagandize, to corrupt the mind of America's youth at such an early age with these things will only lead to degradation. Let's give you our listeners an example. For example, Occupy Wall Street. You look at the Occupy Wall Street protests, and most of the individuals that make up the OWS protests are young people, which leads me to believe that a lot of these kids that are graduating colleges, that are leaving home at such an early age, these are the very kids who are being shaped and molded by the educational system, which is secularly bent, leftist bent, the universities, which nowadays are leftist, you know, bending also, and a lot of parents, which are doing the same thing that we see this woman doing with her child, indoctrinating those kids from a very early age with evil. And this is what we get. We get rapes, we get drug abuse, and then we've got, like you said, the media sitting there, and they don't report any of this. They don't say any of this stuff. All they do is they report, for example, the Jim Wallace's. This is a movement that Jesus would support. I mean, come on, how silly is that? And Barack Obama, yeah, I'm paraphrasing, we're lending our hand. We stand in solidarity with the OWS protest. I mean, come on.
Why don't they occupy the universities? Because some of the things that you hear over and over from the young people who are demonstrating is, we owe so much money after our classes and after our studies, and we cannot find a decent job to pay for our studies. And so we are in tremendous, tremendous debt. Why don't you go to the universities and occupy them? Because they are making millions. They're raking in the money, and the professors and their unions are also raking in the money. And so we see that these are like useful idiots.
Yep.
And so they poisoned their minds, they poisoned their thought life. On top of that, they charged them for that, and then they leave them out as useless people who can't even now fend for themselves. Yeah. I tell you, Gio, it's a battle for the mind, and let's just pray that God will give us the grace to continue to say the things we need to say. And one further point that I think I must make, I've been doing ministry now for about 30 years. I have never publicly endorsed a politician, nor have I told people vote for this person or don't vote for that person. That's a personal choice.
Yep.
And so I just wanted to make that clear, because I'm sure some people say, I think these are Bachman followers and this is why they're doing this.
Yeah, we're not going to endorse any political candidate. That's the voter's choice. That's a personal choice. And everybody, we advocate the following. We advocate a thorough study of every politician's background. Sure. And that you vote with your conscience.
And we're just looking at these things through the Christian angle of it. That's what we're doing.
Exactly.
So if people want to get upset and they want to label us and they want to say, these people are just Christians and so is Michelle, and so therefore there is reason to do the program, they're wrong. They're absolutely wrong.
Yeah. Going back, and that's a good point, but going back to what you were saying about the universities feeding lies, because that's a great point. Not only do the universities and the college professors who are liberal bending feed the lies and the half-truths to the kids, it's also many of the parents, like we see in this case. Again, going back to the YouTube video, we see that part of the corrupting agent that settles into the minds and the hearts of the children is because all they're being fed from their youth, from the cradle, is half-truths, lies. And these people never teach our children how to think and analyze the entire spectrum, to search for truth. Rather, they give them just lies, lies, and more lies to shape them according to their ideology and not according to the truth, which is the problem that we're having. Now, that point being made, let's look at the spiritual, the biblical side of this, because this is of extreme importance. We find in Matthew chapter 18, in Mark chapter 9, and in Luke chapter 17, something that, to me, when I read it, it makes my hair stand up, not because we indoctrinate our kids in an evil way, but rather of the repercussions that a person will feel or that they'll experience if they lead a child down a path of destruction. I'd like to quote Matthew 18. And in verse 3, Jesus starts, "Assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children," talking about innocence there, of course, "you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." What a great phrase. "Now, whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me." Here's the kicker. "But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depth of the sea." Jesus continues, "Woe to the world because of offenses, for offenses must come. But woe to the man," or "woe to that man by whom the offenses come." Jesus could not be any clearer in stating, if you make a child stumble because this child is an innocence, you will suffer the consequences.
I think it's very clear, Gio, and hopefully in the near future we can do another program, not necessarily focusing in on the horrible thing that this woman did with her child, but also in, you know, analyzing some of the issues that we have before us today. I have a friend who has a friend who's a multimillionaire, and he was telling him, you know, you guys should be in favor of the Obama doctrine to take away from the rich and give to the poor, which is like a modern Robin Hood of sorts. And he says, what do you think, Pastor? And I said, it's wrong on two counts. Number one, Christians don't believe in taking somebody's property away. We believe in charity and giving and sharing and you know, generosity. And number two, I don't like the idea, because if for whatever reason tomorrow I were to work my way up, or at least try to work my way up from the middle class to, you know, the upper echelon, then the taxation would be already placed so that I could never get there. And so on two counts is wrong. It's wrong because it's taking away from those that have it, and stealing is stealing no matter what. And number two, What people fail to see is that it blocks the pathway for you to get out of poverty or the middle class and get into a better financial situation. And this is what socialism and communism is all about, just holding you down, keeping you down. But people don't see this unless it's explained to them. And I can talk with property about this because I was born in a communist country and I lived it. And I see it happening here. And so, again, we look at these things from a biblical perspective. We're not trying to promote, endorse a particular candidate, but we must talk about the issues.
Yeah, I think it's important. And I'll give you the last word on this, but tell me if I'm wrong in this or not. I think what I see going on here with this corrupting, these corrupting agents that are trying to corrupt the minds and hearts of our children, is that the reason that when these people, and I think Jesus' words are very clear, very they couldn't be any clearer. The reason that Jesus gives such a great warning to these people is the following. In essence, when you're rearing a child and you don't teach them how to distinguish between right and wrong, Romans 1:18 happens. What do we mean by Romans 1:18? When you suppress the truth and unrighteousness, that child hasn't learned the ability to be able to discern between right and wrong. And now everything that they're going to adopt in their life is wrong. It's sin, lawlessness, and that just leads down a path of destruction. So I think that in this particular case, when we see what this woman is doing, we see a microcosm of what our society has turned to.
Yes.
And here's the kicker of all this also. They feel no remorse when they do it. As a matter of fact, they delight in it.
Most revolutionary movements take root in the countryside, the people that for whatever reason chose not to study, at least in Latin America, this has been the way it's been carried out. And so they have them take up arms on their behalf. And then slowly they move into the universities, and that gives them a firmer ground. Once they have that, and once they're in place, then they go back to the children and indoctrinate them. And so that's usually the 1, 2, 3 for them. Let me get in via the people that have no education. Once I'm in and I have, you know, some money, some guerrillas are backing me up with the bullets, the ammunitions, you know, the scary stuff, then I go into the universities and I win them over with baseless arguments. And once I have that, now I go into the children, which really can't discern, and I own them.
Yep.
And so it's very malicious, and it's the way that it's carried on. And, you know, the most malicious thing that I see from this is that these people are so astute that once they poison the people, the young kids, the university kids, they tell them, now you're thinking, now you're bright, now you're thinking on your own, when in reality they've turned them into robots.
Yeah, and then if you actually have a conservative thought going through your head and you dare speak it, you're an idiot. Yeah. That's the way they categorize it. So.
That's the way
it is. You're a Christian, and if you're a Christian, you're a bigot, hate-mongering terrorist. That's the other way that they categorize
it. Something to that effect.
So thank you for being with us once again. If anyone has any questions or comments or suggestions for future topics for ATA, please send those our way to info@lwim.org. info@lwim.org. You can contact the pastor via the email via pastor@palabraviva.org. pastor@palabraviva.org. Also, you can check out my personal Twitter feed at twitter.com/GiovanniDC. So until the next occasion, may the Lord shine his face upon you.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you have any questions, comments, or suggested topics for future shows, send them our way to info@lwim.org. That's info@lwim.org. Visit our website in order to download past episodes and subscribe to our free email updates. The web address is www.lwim.org/ATA. This has been Absolute Truth Absolutely. Absolute truth in a world full of uncertainty.